Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. Even though you may be small, you'll smash to earth and kill us all. I've been watching the science channels lately, and not for the important scientific advances in technology that will allow us to accomplish more work in a shorter amount of time, but for the news that sometime in the next 1,000 years or so, a large object will come hurtling through space, smash into earth, and cause significant damage. Forget about all the bad news. This is heavy. Now think about this. Every few million years or so, an object comes along that will threaten civilization as we know it. Think the video game Grand Theft Auto. And some think the end would come about if Denis Kucinich gets into the White House. Just keep that end of civilization tidbit in the back of your mind as you run up a little more credit card debt. The sky's the limit, so to speak. As you know, the solar system, composed of 4 giant planets, 4 small planets, and Pluto, the one we're having trouble classifying, began forming 4.6 billion years ago. That would be longer than it would take us to wean ourselves from foreign oil. These large chunks of galactic stuff don't care where they land. The moon is full of craters, and it may be our turn. I think what we need to do is send people up there and meet these space bullies head-on. And if you want to go, the European Space Agency is looking for a few volunteers. Actually, they're asking for people to go to Mars because they need to investigate the human factor of long-term space travel. The experiment will emphasize psychological factors, including stress resistance. We practice that whenever we open a letter from our insurance company. They want to see how people hold up in nearly 18 months of close confinement and cramped quarters. Anyone who participates in carpooling on I-95 might be prime candidates. And the accommodations? Food will be carefully rationed. And there's only one toilet. Better include a space plumber. Candidates have to be 25 to 50 years old, in good health, and mentally be as balanced as a participant in the Wacky King Mango Strut Parade. But what if we get hit with the big one? How will we preserve all the knowledge of mankind for any future beings that may show up? Do we really want them to know what we did here? According to the science section of the New York Times, some Japanese geneticists have not only programmed genetic information into molecules, they also postulated in a paper published in the journal Biotechnology Progress that DNA, the ultimate information storage material, able to withstand floods, terrorism, and time, can be encoded into the DNA of a roach. Why did they think roach and not Congress? I don't know. What makes a cockroach such a perfect receptacle? Well, they're hardy little creatures. A Research Center newsletter from Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University Department of Entomology states the amount of radiation that cockroaches can withstand is equivalent to that of a thermonuclear explosion. Hitting them with the bug spray can is about the only method of control, but it better not be a glancing blow. They've existed virtually unchanged for all of civilization. The good news is that Florida can be the epicenter of a new industry, that of the safeguarding of all mankind's minutia. We've got plenty of roaches, lots of unused condo space for laboratories, and the politicians will stop at nothing to fund something else that will serve mankind. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And that's your Radio Buzz.